This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've probably been evangelized by somebody who wants you to take on the Japanese art of decluttering. You know the one, you have to pick up every item in your house from your old veggie peeler to that pair of print stockings that you haven't worn since the big day out in 1998 and ask if it brings you joy. But what if you don't want to throw everything out or you just can't be bothered? I mean, does it really matter if your undie drawer's a bit messy? If you've ever asked those questions, you need the alternative decluttering guide, Organised Enough, by Amanda Sullivan. Amanda is on the line, direct from New York, I believe. Hi, Amanda.
Yes, New York. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Is it possible to be too organised? Can being so organised get in the way of enjoying life?
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, being organized is a means to an end. You want to be able to find what you need. You don't want to buy duplicates. You don't want to pay your bills late. You want your home to look presentable and be comfortable, but you don't want to spend your whole life organizing. You don't want to spend, you know, a lot of time making your drawer look like a photo shoot. Why? Who's coming to photograph your drawer? Why?
Exactly. Well, for me, the problem I have with the sort of the decluttering evangelists, if you know what I'm talking about, is the word should, because when people start telling you this is the only way to go, that you have to do it, it kind of feels like it's becoming a religion.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I think that it's different for every single person. You know, I have all different kinds of clients with all different levels of comfort with clutter. Actually, one of my clients said to me that a friend of hers said she was too comfortable with mess, and that's why her desk was so messy. And it's true, because I couldn't have stood it to be that messy. But then I have clients whose homes are so much more perfect than mine that they probably couldn't stand to be in my home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody has a different sort of set place at what they're comfortable with.
Yep.
But the point is to be able to, you know, to function.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times it's fine when we're single, when we're young, we're fine. But then we get kids, we get married, we have other people, we've got a lot going on. You know, there's a lot of people in and out of our house, and then, you know, you have to have a system.
That's so true. Well, you've been a professional organizer for 20 years. What's the most important thing that you've learned?
Don't overbuy. Let stuff go. You know, people get attached, and people have a lot of fear, and sometimes it's about things they don't know. Like, well, I don't know if I need this piece of paper about my taxes 10 years ago. And, you know, we have to call the accountant. And sometimes it's, oh, but my child made it. And I'll say, yes, but your child made these other 50 things we've already agreed to keep. And, you know, you don't have to keep it all.
Mm, exactly. What's the basis of your method of getting organized?
Well, so one of the words I like to use is flow, because I want people to think of their home like a body. Things come in, things go out. It's not stagnant. It's not stuck. It's not everything comes in and nothing goes out.
Mm-hmm.
And it stands for forgive yourself, let stuff go, organize what's left, weed constantly. And people think, you know, forgive yourself. What does that have to do with organizing? But I really find people are really hard on themselves, especially since we have these unrealistic ideas that we get from magazines and, you know, TV shows that our home should look minimalist and perfect and everything's cute and white.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's so right. You look it through. We have a magazine called Australian Country Style, and you look through that and you feel like you're a failure, you know.
Right. It's just like when you're a teenage girl and you shouldn't be looking at Vogue because, you know, then you're never going to eat again. So I don't want people to feel bad about their homes. And also, it gets a little boring. I like people's homes to look like them and be interesting. And, you know, all of my clients are so interesting and unique, and I want their homes to look interesting and unique like they are. So they have to forgive themselves first and get over whatever you did wrong in the past. Forgive yourself, and then you've got to let stuff go. And that's the hardest part for most people. And then you organize what's left, which is not so hard for a lot of people. But then the trick is to keep it. So then you've got to weed constantly. And one of the biggest ways to stay organized is to really look at how stuff comes into your house. You know, can you cut it off at the pass? Can you call the catalogs and get them to stop sending them to you? Can you not buy that shirt just because it looks cute and you're having a weak moment? You know, all of these ways to try and teach yourself better habits about acquiring.
Yeah, well, my big problem is all the craft that the kids bring home, you know. It's every time something goes out, they're devastated.
Right, well, and kids are different too, just like adults are different. I mean, I have three kids and they all have a completely different relationship to being neat and throwing stuff out. And I think, you know, but I think it's important to teach them as soon as you can because it's an ongoing process and they don't have to be perfect at it now. We have a habit in our home where before birthdays and before Christmas, we let stuff go. Mm. And the truth is they let go of much less than what they acquire. But I do think it's a habit worth instilling, the idea that things are going to come in, so things are going to go out.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
New 5 pictures up on the string on the wall. You know, I used to have a ribbon over their bed with clothespins for the art. But, you know, if things were coming, things were going. That's why a whole chapter in my book is about boundaries. You know, because sometimes I'll work with a client and we'll winnow the wardrobe down and it'll be fitting in the closet and the dresser. But then it creeps back up, and then they want to get new plastic drawers or something. I said, no. We winnowed it. Now you can only get something if you're letting something go, because a dresser and a closet is a reasonable amount of space. You know, what's a reasonable amount of space?
I'm speaking with Amanda Sullivan, and she's a professional organizer and the author of Organized Enough. I guess one of the principles of all this, too, is that you want your home to be somewhere where you feel that you can invite other people and not something that you're embarrassed of.
Yeah, that's a big thing for me. Is and I always get a laugh when I read this line. I say, you know, not just invite somebody whose house is worse than yours. You've got to be able to invite other people. But it's also a trick that I say when you're trying to get organized, invite somebody, not the scariest person that you want to impress, but not the one whose house is worse than yours, and invite them over for dinner in 2 weeks. And then start looking at your living room, dining room, whatever, wherever they're going to be, with fresh eyes, with their eyes, and say, what are they going to see? I have not noticed that pile. That pile's been there for 6 months, and I haven't even seen it. But now that somebody new is going to walk into my house, I'm noticing it, and why is it there, and what is it, and can I throw it out? So I think it's, you know, and also I think when you have good systems, you can always invite somebody over, because you know you've got food, you know your place is going to be, you know, clean enough that you can whip it into shape in 10 minutes. So I think I love having people over, and I think that that's a good goal for people.
Yeah, absolutely. Bit of motivation. I know we always like to throw a kids' party at our place every now and then so we get cleaned up.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Amanda. Great to talk with you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Not at all. That's Amanda Sullivan. She's a professional organizer, and she is the author of Organized Enough.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.